Focus on flowers. Thomas Jefferson was born on the 13th of April, 1743, and he, as well as being a successful public servant, was an expert gardener. He kept careful records of his crops and plantings at Monticello, his estate in Virginia. The plants Jefferson grew were open-pollinated, producing their seeds by natural processes. The seeds of his favorite flowers and vegetables were collected and saved and planted every spring. Today, many of the flowering plants and vegetables that we grow are hybrids, produced using human intervention, and therefore their seeds do not produce identical offspring. Old-fashioned plants, like the ones that grew in Jefferson's garden, are now referred to as heirloom plants. The seeds of heirloom varieties can be purchased from catalogues and at gift shops at some of the historic gardens. Some farmers' markets also sell vegetables, especially tomatoes, that are produced from the seeds of heirloom plants that have been handed down to successive generations of farmers. While most of us will buy our annuals this year as small plants, it can be satisfying to plant some seeds of a few heirloom flowers too. Plants that have persisted across the centuries in their original form have a refreshing authenticity, and they look exactly the same as they did in Jefferson's garden. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on heirloom plants.